SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
It's a home run. Founders Federal Credit Union's mortgage team is more equipped than ever to help you with the mortgage process. Whether you're buying or refinancing, our team of professionals will be there for all your needs. Visit foundersfcu.com/mortgage and apply. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is an equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA, and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Tip to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, looking at Preston Tucker's two-year career, you know, in 2015, he did produce a little pop. He had 13 home runs and 19 doubles in 300 at-bats. So, you know, he had a little pop in 2015. 2016, he only played 48 games. He had four home runs. So in his two-year career, he had 17 home runs and 27 doubles in 434 at-bats. So, you know, at the very least, he's shown a little pop, a little power, and he's shown that thus far. And the Braves could use that if he can give you that. I think the question is the batting average because, again, in 2015, he hit .243, and in 2016, he hit .164. So, you know, obviously that's going to have to improve if he's going to stay a factor in the everyday lineup, but we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens when Ronald Acuna gets brought up in 10, 11 days from now. So I think that's the question. But the Braves have got some offense. Yeah, well, see, that's what Matthew's writing. Who gets benched when Acuna gets called up, Tucker or Markakis? You know, that's a good question. I'm guessing Tucker because I mean, Markakis, you know what you're getting. You know, he's a pretty good overall player. Tucker appears to be a suspect BA guy who's on a little bit of a streak. Whether that's sustainable, you know, we've not seen anything from Tucker in his career thus far that indicates that it is. So my thought would be that Markakis stays in the lineup and that they find ways to try and keep Tucker involved. But, yeah, that's going to be the question, what happens with Ronald Acuna. I don't think anything that Tucker's done so far is going to prevent or slow down the expected inclusion of Ronald Acuna, unless Tucker keeps homering every day, which maybe he will. You know, if he keeps homering every day, then that may change my position on that. You know, I want to go back and look at my picks again for the respective divisions. You know, I made them on yesterday's show. We didn't get a great deal of time to discuss them, but at this point, because again, I was planning on doing a baseball show last Thursday, and of course I was off. I wanted to be an off Thursday because the baseball time was moved. I was off Thursday and Friday, so it had to be moved to this week. And so the season's begun, but you know, it's a hodgepodge of results in terms of the teams I've actually picked. It's not like I went down the division leaders and picked out every team that's leading the division. You know, hardly. You know, so my picks were in the AL East. I went with the Red Sox. They are leading the division. They're 5-1 at this point. And I went with the Red Sox based on that pitching. And I think they have a lot of young talent too. Obviously the addition of Martinez, Mookie Betts, a great player. But I think when you look at their pitching with Chris Sale and with Kimbrel in that bullpen, and obviously the Yankees have a very good bullpen, but I think the difference, look, the Yankees lineup is formidable. Make no mistake about it. And maybe that'll rule the day, but I'm going with the age old adage that good pitching beats good hitting. And therefore, I picked the Red Sox. I just think Chris Sale, in my opinion, is the AL Cy Young leading candidate. And in fact, if I had to project it, I would project Chris Sale to win the AL Cy Young Award with all his goofiness. And so I'm going to go with the pitching over the hitting, but I think it's going to be very close. I think the Red Sox win 94 games, something like that. And I think the Yankees win like 92 and take a wild card spot. I went with Cleveland, who right now is 2-3, so hardly leading the division. The White Sox off to a good start. But I think Cleveland is the best team in that division. I think over the long season, I would expect them to prove that. And I think they'll win that division comfortably. But again, you know, you get these years where these sort of upstart teams that nobody saw coming, and maybe this year will be the White Sox and maybe it'll be the Diamondbacks. We'll at least have discussed those teams. But I went with Cleveland. If you want to get in with your picks, you're welcome to do so. In the West, look, I've gone with the Astros the last couple of years. I've been ahead of the curve on the Astros, and I'm sticking with the Astros. And that's not a surprise. And the Astros are also off to a 5-1 start. I obviously picked Washington in the NL East. I don't think there's much alternative there. I will go with the Mets to take the wild card spot because of Syndergaard. I'll go with Syndergaard as the Cy Young winner, which I tried last year and which totally blew up on me. And then I had to listen to Syndergaard's baby antics during the year and his whining about the 70-year-old publicity man and everything else that generally afflicts the Mets. So we'll see there. But I went with Washington there. I went with the Cubs in the Central, and they're off to a 2-3 start, so they're off to a slow start. And I went with the Dodgers in the West, and they're off to a slow start, a 2-4 start. So obviously I didn't handpick the division leaders. In fact, three of the teams that I picked are not playing well at all thus far, with a combined, 6-10 mark. So for those three teams, but I still feel good about them. I just think it's a long season, and the cream will eventually rise. And so I'm going with the Dodgers. I just think they're a complete team. I think their depth and their talent, and they may be the deepest team in the National League. You know, the National League is loaded with elite teams, at least on paper elite teams. I mean, the Dodgers seem like an elite team. The Cubs seem like an elite team. Washington seems like an elite team. I mean, if you were to pick any of those three teams to go to the World Series, I don't think anyone could argue with any of those selections. I picked the Rockies to win the take the other wild card spot, although obviously Arizona's off to a great start. So my National League picks are Washington in the East, the Cubs in the Central, the Dodgers in the West, and I will go with the wild cards of the New York Mets in the East and the Rockies in the West. Although, as I said, the Diamondbacks are off to a 4-1, 5-1 start, whatever it is. And we'll see whether they continue to play that well. And in the American League, I'm going Red Sox in the East, Cleveland in the Central, and Astros in the West. And the wild cards, I'm going the Yankees and the Yankees and somebody. I'm less sure on the other American League wildcard team. I think I'll go Oakland and take a little bit of a flyer there. So And in terms of how I see it playing out long term, I'm going with out of the American League, I'm torn between the Red Sox and the Astros. I'm sticking with the Astros. I'm going with the Astros. Look, that division stinks. The Astros are going to win like 110 games. I mean, the Astros are going to win more games than anyone else in Major League Baseball. I don't think, in my mind, it's not even going to be close. I think the Astros are the best overall team still. You know, and I think they're healthy, and they got Gerrit Cole back. So I'm going Astros. I'm going Astros out of the American League, Astros over the Red Sox in the AL World Series. I'm torn between those two, but I'm going Astros. I'm going Astros in the National League. They better start playing better. I'm going with the 2-3 Cubs. I'm going with the Cubs out of the National League, and so I'm going Cubs-Astros World Series. Cubs-Astros World Series, and World Series champion. World Series champion. Cubs and Astros. Cubs and Astros. I'm going Cubs. I'm going the Cubs to win again. Cubs over the Astros in the World Series. That's how I see it playing out. But I think it's going to be an entertaining year for Major League Baseball. And in your Cy Youngs, I'm going Chris Sale in the American League and National League. I already told you. You know, and I'll probably get burned again because I know I should go with Kershaw. And I should, but I'm not going to. So we'll see how it plays out. That's how I see it. Home run leaders, I don't know. You know, Giancarlo Stanton homered today. You know, Stanton had 5 plate appearances last night in his opener at Yankee Stadium, Ramona. You know what he did? 5 plate appearances?
What did he do?
He struck out 5 times.
5 times? Oh, that's sad. That's so sad.
Especially since they're paying him a small fortune. But apparently wasn't seeing the ball well last night for some reason or other. Giancarlo Stanton with 5 strikeouts last night. That's not what you want to be, but responded today. Look, he hit 2 homers in opening day. Yankee fans ought to just stay calm. I mean, Stanton's a monster. He'll have a huge year. Stanton will hit more home runs than Aaron Judge will, I promise you that. There's your prediction. Now, I think he's off to a quick lead, but Stan will hit more home runs than Aaron Judge will. Texas says Kershaw's back may keep him from Cy Young. That's true. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. You want to get in with your predictions and projections, you're welcome to do so. Now is the time at the start of the year. You can tell me who you think and why you think. And if you think I have something all wet, you're welcome to get in. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. Construction set to begin in the summer of 2018. It's located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept, blends ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to actually generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. It will feature 118 residences, a mix of studio, 2-bedroom, and 3-bedroom condos. The 3 bedrooms are 1,500 square feet. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, a pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating and game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance, so owners can enjoy their time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a house. That's what we're talking about, Ramona. But Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development in Clemson. It's going to be a community. The Clemson nation is so strong, especially in the upstate. The Lakeside Lodge will be a place where people who love Clemson can gather. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or in the case with most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can partition off part of your residence so that you can use that part and still rent 1 or 2 of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office located at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Boulevard right next to Ruby Tuesday. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is accepting reservations now. Do not snooze. You will absolutely lose. Locally owned Sherman Constructions, the general contractor on the project. Lakeside Lodge has a sales office located right off Highway 123 in Clemson. They have an incredible 5x5 foot model of the condo hotel on display. You need to go check that out, and you will thank me later. It's Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. By all means, listen, it's a great opportunity, but those opportunities are not going to last long. If you don't take advantage of it, they will be gone. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. I have a few interesting little stories that we'll get to as well. I know people on the text line are asking more draft questions. You're free. Feel free to get in on the phone lines or via the text line with your draft questions. We'll field them constantly right up until the draft. I'm also being asked about Masters projections. So what we'll do is we'll get to that next. We'll talk Masters when we return on Road Rage. You want to get in on that subject, you're welcome to. Make your calls on the Masters. Don't tell me Friday or next Monday that you knew what was going to happen, or that you told your friend or you told your mama, or, you know, I don't want to hear any of that. Get in now. Make your calls now on what you think is going to happen and why. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dabo Swinney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Looking for your dream job? If you're a graduate of a four-year university, then you should attend Higher South Carolina Multi-School Alumni Career Fair at the TD Center. It's Tuesday, April 10th from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Meet with over 80 of the area's most prestigious employers looking to hire experienced professionals from the area's top universities. Register today at GoHireTalent.com. That's GoHireTalent.com. And remember, you must be an alumni of a four-year university.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
The Capital One Saver Card presents the invention of the takeout container.
Oh, darling, I've done it. With this folded paper box, we can now easily take out food from a restaurant.
It's genius.
So what do you fancy for supper?
I picked last time.
No, I picked last time.
There was a time when takeout was once the next big thing in food. Now it's the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 3% cash back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on all other purchases.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
She's intelligent, she's attractive, and she laughs at your jokes. And one day you realize she's the one you want to talk to first when you have good news. She's the one. She's a keeper. If it's time for you to put a ring on her finger, I invite you to come to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. Because the moment she opens that box has to be special, and you want to be confident in the quality and design of your gift. This is more than just a ring. This is a symbol of everything to come. All the stories and history of a family start with this ring, and it has to be right. Scores Jewelers will guide you to the perfect ring in a no-pressure environment backed by our commitment to quality and service. Scores has a wide selection of engagement rings with designs to match her style. And if you can't find it, we can make it. We have full in-house custom design capabilities in yellow, white, and rose gold, as well as in platinum. Once you've picked the perfect ring to make her eyes light up, we have financing available to help you get to yes. At Scores Jewelers, you're more than just a number, and I invite you to come join our circle of friends. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and I want to be your jeweler.
This is a message from the Emergency Stuffed Crust Warning System.
Cheese!
cheese?
Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pizza now has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust for just $9. I repeat, it has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust.
Cheese!
That concludes the message from the Emergency Stuffed Crust Warning System. Get a large Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Stuffed Crust Pizza for $9. Top four national pizza chains, Extra Most Bestest Pizza versus large round one-topping pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices. 3 feet of cheese before cooking at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
On 105.5 The Roar.
When I was a boy, I thought it just came to the earth, but I never could tell what. Anyway, my only pride and joy was this racket down here, banging on an old guitar, singing what I had to say.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Texter 417 said he remembers that Florida and LSU Tom Petty thing, and he sent me a video. Florida fans were not happy, Ramona.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, they found more ways to use the F word than I've ever seen. They were not.
I mean, the band didn't realize what was going on.
You know, I mean,
how clueless do you have to be?
They seem to be laughing. The band members seem to be laughing. Very classic.
I mean, yeah. I mean, playing tribute
very respectful.
Is from Gainesville.
Yeah.
And they just trampled on it.
Yeah. Very, very respectful to an American icon and legend, LSU band. Very, very classy. Very, very classy. By the way, this is a good time to remind you the format for text, please. Name, colon, message. Name, colon, message. That's how we do it on Road Rage. Let me get to Scott in the Northland Communication phone line. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. I hope you guys are.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Appreciate you getting in.
I've been out of town a few days. I want to get back. But last week you had talked about claims of athletic fame or something like that.
Yesterday, I think.
Anyway, I wanted to share this with you real quick.
Yeah.
When I was 16 years old, my family, we were staying in Atlanta at a hotel, I don't know, third, fourth, fifth floor, something like that. But at the end of the day, we wanted to go to the pool. So my family, we were all going, I had a towel around my neck. And the hallway, as I remembered it, teed. And then there was an elevator kind of like at the intersection of the T. So as I round the corner, the elevator is starting to close. And there was another gentleman coming up. And we, you know, to get to an elevator before it closes.
Yeah.
Well, I took off running, and I literally hit this gentleman and knocked him out of the way, but I got in the elevator first. So I kind of won, but then the doors open, and my mom come in, and this gentleman come in, and it was the actor Alan Alda.
You knocked over Alan Alda to get to an elevator?
Yeah, I literally pulled a linebacker move on the guy.
Man.
And I hit him hard, and, you know, just a dumb kid. So, but he comes on, and he kind of gave me a look, and my mom recognized him, that's how. But he was a good sport about it, and, you know, my claim to fame is I bulldozed Alan Alda out of the way.
You only made one mistake in that whole episode, Scott. You know what it was?
Which is that?
You didn't knock him down a second time.
You don't like Alan Alda?
No, I don't like Alan Alda. No, I'm glad Scott. I'm glad Scott knocked him down. Next time you see him, knock him down for me.
Yeah, I don't know how tall he is. Yeah. So anyway, I thought you might like.
I like it, Scott. I like it. It's well done. Thank you. Appreciate that. Scott knocked down Alan Alda.
That is pretty funny.
Is he still alive? In the dead game, is
I
Alan
think
Alda
so.
Is Alan Alda
so.
Still alive?
I think so.
He is, isn't he? Yeah, that's one I probably would have got right. I'm not real good at the dead game. You know, we used to play it. We used to play the dead game, but I'm not very good at the dead game. I don't know who's alive or who's dead. I just don't. That's not one of the things I know. I don't know. Like, you, if you ask me, like, 10 athletes, maybe celebrities, I'm probably better at the athletes. But even so, like, there are some that just out of sight, out of mind, and you forget. Like, the other day, Columbo was trending.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Peter Falk.
Yes.
Columbo is trending for a number of reasons. You know, and is Peter Falk alive or dead?
He's dead.
He's dead. Yeah. See, I didn't know that.
He died a long time ago, yes.
A long time ago?
A few years ago. Seemed like a long time ago. I mean, okay. I could look
so
it
he's
up.
So he's long dead. He's dead. Yeah. Columbo dead.
Columbo's dead, yes.
That's a shame.
Yes.
Columbo's it is a shame. Cool. I mean that. I wouldn't knock over Peter Falk.
Oh, I
like Peter
love
Falk.
Columbo.
Yeah, love Columbo. We need to get to our Masters projections. As a part of that conversation, hey, listen, today's Masters Watch is brought to you by Hendrick Honda Easley, where they offer a world-class car buying experience, and that is Hendrick Honda of Easley, and we thank those good people for sponsoring our Masters segment. And there are a couple things I want to get to in this segment, including this, Ramona. Do you remember how I said the other day, I think I did, at least I read about it. I thought about it, whether I said it on air or not. Maybe I didn't share it with you. But the Masters, Augusta, has issued a series of things, sayings, words that you cannot say at the Masters.
You mean like while you're a spectator, you can't?
Right.
Okay.
And amongst them
this.
Is Dilly Dilly.
From that commercial?
Yeah, from the Budweiser commercial.
Right.
You cannot say dilly dilly.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, it's offensive to the sensitive Augusta type ears. It doesn't seem all that offensive to me. It seems. You know, look, I'm tired of it already. I don't really want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, I can
But it doesn't seem in any way, shape, or form offensive.
No, not to me.
No, but. Did you think that the King of Beers would take that lying down?
I hope not. Not Budweiser.
No, the King of Beers is not going to take that lying down. So, by proclamation, on antique paper, the King of Beers issued this response.
they went the dilly-dilly
hear
way.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, no. That's too bad.
Your king hath received word that the guards of the green jacket plan to escort any patron who dare utter dilly-dilly off your premises. Except for myself, I am against tyranny in all forms. So, I have instructed my royal tailors to make 1,000 Dilly Dilly shirts that shall be delivered to Georgia in time for the festivities. For if thou cannot say Dilly Dilly, thou can still wear Dilly Dilly. Yours in friendship and beer, King John Barley.
I like that.
I love that.
I like that.
That's one of the greatest responses ever. So, salute to Budweiser.
I agree.
Absolutely. I'm going to buy more Budweiser just for that answer. I'm going out after the show and buy a couple cases just for that answer.
Dilly Dilly.
That is as perfect a response as you will ever get. I tweeted that or retweeted it last night or this morning when I saw it. All right. In terms of the Masters itself. All right, people, who you going with? Again, don't tell me next week. I don't want to hear next week. You need to tell me. Actually, you need to tell me today. By tomorrow, it'll be too late. I don't get here till 3. So they'll already be on the course. I don't care what you have to say after that. So Lee writes on the text line, go Budweiser. Exactly. It's one of the greatest responses ever. I pray we see people out on the course with Dilly Dilly shirts.
Oh, I think you will.
Make it so much better. Go Budweiser, indeed. I've thought about this. I've thought about this this Masters stuff overnight and trying to think, you know, who I think's playing well, whose game is suited for this course. And I've come down to about five guys. I will not be going with the favorite, Spieth. I hate Spieth. I will never go with Spieth. Paul writes, going with Tiger Woods. Yeah, Paul, you should have just saved yourself the trouble of typing that because he has no chance, none whatsoever. I mean, come on. Stop being silly. Look, this is real talk here.
You think it was him?
Who?
Tiger Woods that said he didn't want to hear Dilly Dilly.
Oh, I don't know. But come on, man. I mean, real talk. It's 3 o'clock. Real talk. Don't give me his Tiger Woods stuff. Come on. He said, Texas says, never heard Dilly Dilly, but the King responds, epic. Yeah, it's a part of a Budweiser commercial. And again, apparently Dilly Dilly's been outlawed. But the Budweiser response, just absolutely perfect. All right, so here's how I see it. You know, yesterday I mentioned that that I was thinking about Dustin Johnson and Jason Day. I think there are two guys, by the way, Merritt texts in, Ramona. Tiger doesn't make the cut. and Texter 803 gives me Bud Wise.
There you go.
With the frogs. There are frog emojis, Ramona. Did you know that?
I didn't know there were frog emojis.
There are frog emojis. He gave me the frog emojis between every word. Bud, Wise,
Yeah, I didn't know there were frog emojis.
You don't know the frog Budweiser commercials?
I didn't know there were frog emojis.
But
I
do you know the frog Budweiser? Yes, okay, yes. Good. You slam Bud, don't you?
No, I do not.
I thought you slammed Bud.
No, I don't.
So I was thinking about Dustin Johnson because of his length, and I think this course obviously fits him. And I was thinking about Justin Day, or Jason Day, I should say, and Justin Thomas. I guess I could just combine those names. And Henrik Stenson. And those are the guys I'm going. Brian D. writes on the Health Dare text line, I have two bets with Tiger not making the cut. So now
they're betting against
him. Yeah, now the Tiger not making the cut people are coming in on the text line. Against my better judgment, and I'm prone to do this with the Masters every once in a while, because on Sunday morning, in their last outing, I picked him. He was not leading at the time, but I thought that Rory McIlroy would win that tournament. I am going to go with Rory McIlroy to win. I'm picking Dustin Johnson, 2. I'm going 1 through 5. Texas says DJ can't putt, will never win the Masters. Nah, that's silly. That's silly. His game is perfectly designed to win Augusta, and his putting has improved in recent years when he's not, you know, chipping downstairs. Yeah, whatever happened that night. I'm going Rory McIlroy to win. I'm going Dustin Johnson, 2. Jason Day, 3. I'm going Henrik Stenson, 4. And I'm going Justin Thomas, 5. Those are my picks for the Masters. What does that mean? What does that mean, Texter 561? What does that mean? I'm not sure what your text is supposed to mean. I do know that you don't understand English. Let me help you with English. Your name first, then colon, and then your text. Otherwise, I'm not reading your text. And your text just now was so stupid that it wasn't worth reading anyway. Let's do better. How about that? How about you become a better version of yourself before you write? Which is the better odds of happening? Tiger making the cut or more than 3 people getting thrown out for saying dilly dilly? That's a good question. I mean, can you imagine getting thrown out for saying dilly dilly? That's ridiculous.
It is. It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Lee wrote them down. Lee wrote the picks down. Texter says, Tiger will make the cut and be in the mix on Sunday, but Mickelson wins. Augusta is too big for the young guys. Nah, it's not happening. Mickelson's not winning either. Too old. Look, these guys can lead for a day or two. Call it the Fred Couples syndrome. That's what Fred Couples talking about Tiger Woods. That's why he's talking about Tiger Woods, because he sees himself in Tiger Woods. He's another old guy. Fred's used to leading the Masters for a round or two. Fred's done that many times. He just can never hang around for four rounds. He's always a great story, and everybody loves Freddie Couples, and Freddie sees himself in these other geriatrics, but they're not winning. Lefty is not winning, and Tiger's not winning either. Neither one of those guys are winning the Masters. Neither of them will be any factor by Sunday. Trust me. This is what I'm going with. I'm going Rory. I'm going Dustin Johnson. I'm going Jason Day, 3. Henrik Stenson, 4. And Justin Thomas, 5. No Spieth. I'm not going Spieth. I don't think this course is made for Spieth. And plus, I just don't like Spieth. I don't like Spieth or his game. So there'll be no Spieth. No Spieth on my leaderboard. We shall see. And by the way, this segment was brought to you by our friends at Hendrick Honda. Hendrick Honda, easily located in the heart of the upstate, just a short drive from Greenville, Clemson, or Anderson. Experience world-class service at HendrickHondaSC.com. World-class service at HendrickHondaSC.com. Do it today. You will thank me later. Brian writes, does Bubba have a chance? Yeah, look, I think left-handed and maybe provide an advantage here. And I think his game is sort of made for this course as well. So, yeah, absolutely. I think Bubba has a chance. I thought about putting him in my mix of 5. I'm just, I don't know. He's just like all over the place to me. And, I'm looking for a little bit more consistency. And then I say that and I'm picking Rory McIlroy. I just think he may have found his game again. And, everyone's, on this Tiger train, but I think the guy to watch as to whether he's found his game, because let me tell you a little secret, he's still young enough to have found his game.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. It's Rory McIlroy.
And he probably doesn't care about dilly dilly.
That's exactly right. Rudy, yeah, right. Rudy, you'll be first up as soon as we get back. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Hey guys, Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in. Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag Clemson Give Day. Go Tigers!
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Looking for your dream job? If you're a graduate of a four-year university, then you should attend Higher South Carolina Multi-School Alumni Career Fair at the TD Center. It's Tuesday, April 10th from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Meet with over 80 of the area's most prestigious employers looking to hire experienced professionals from the area's top universities. Register today at GoHireTalent.com. That's GoHireTalent.com. And remember, you must be an alumni of a four-year university.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/sports. That's LightStream.com/sports. LightStream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this train AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
The Capital One Saver Card presents the invention of the takeout container.
Oh, darling, I've done it. With this folded paper box, we can now easily take out food from a restaurant.
It's genius.
So what do you fancy for supper?
I picked last time.
No, I picked last time.
There was a time when takeout was once the next big thing in food. Now it's the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 3% cash back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on all other purchases.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the new or pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
On 105.5, The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We're WCCP. 105.5, The Roar. Gamecock Paul's text, Ramona, is hysterical. Gamecock Paul writes, I like Tiger, but I feel he will wind up in the pit of misery. Dilly dilly.
Excellent.
That's really well done. Jonathan writes, what about Ricky Fowler? Any chance at finally getting that elusive first major? You know, yeah. I mean, look, Ricky Fowler is going to win majors. It's just, you know, the breakthrough. I mean, he's always sniffing around them, and maybe I should have considered him. I mean, his time is coming. I mean, no question about it. And, you know, it's funny because I think there was a time that people just viewed Ricky Fowler as strange. It's his clothing choices. They just viewed him as strange. He didn't seem to have many fans, but now it seems like he has a lot of fans. It seems like people are really pulling for Ricky Fowler. You know, maybe it's like the lefty thing. Once upon a time where people are finally waiting for lefty to get to the top. And maybe there's something like that. Carter for Run says Tiger Woods wins on Sunday. Graham says Bubba Watson, asked about Bubba Watson as well. Yeah, look, Bubba Watson is absolutely a contender. I mean, absolutely a contender. It would not surprise me at all. And you can get in if you want, 654-767. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. 1 second. Before I do, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. By the way, Ramona, Halt has some specials now, right? Hey, listen, Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. This is what they do. All right. If you own one of those vehicles and you are taking it to some Joe mechanic who works on 100 different types of vehicles and thinking that he knows what's best for your car, he doesn't have a clue. He has a general broad-based knowledge. Again, think about it in terms of the medical profession. You would not go to a general practitioner to get orthopedic surgery on your ankle, would you? you'd go to a specialist. Well, it's the same thing with cars. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, no one knows those vehicles like first-class Halt except you. You know your own vehicle. Halt's been operating in Greenville for over 7 years. Go read the reviews. They're outstanding. People love everything about Mark and his team. And I'm telling you, having met with Mark in person, having seen their operation, he is a great guy. They're great people. They do wonderful work. They're at 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. That's the second location. The bays are so clean, you could eat off the floor. They have a $70,000 Hunter laser alignment machine. You want to get your alignment right? If that's your first experience, go see them. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, 864-260-9600. First Class Halt, 864-260-9600. Ramona, give me their specials.
One of their specials is a 32-point safety inspection for $119.95, which was $199.95. That's an $80 savings.
That's pretty good.
And then they have a BG Climate Control Service.
BG's great.
Which is $99. It's normally $124.99.
You know, I wanted them to work on my vehicle at one point, too.
Yeah.
On the big Jeep.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to work on that. And I, you know, and since I'm doing an advertising, I said, so you're going to take care of me though, right, Mark? And he said, well, if you bring it around back late at night.
Nobody wants to hear that thing in
That's
there.
What he actually said. He actually said, if you bring it around back late at night.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what he said.
A big maybe.
Ben and Anderson's going with Rory and Dustin. He's going with my guys, too. So we like that. Badger Mike is going Rom Watson. Rom's a big mistake, Mike. He never wins. I know. I picked him 17 times. And he
only
wins when I don't pick him. So yeah. You're probably right, Mike, since he's not on my board this time. He'll probably win. He's going Rom Watson, McElroy, Johnson, and Day. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get some of these calls. You can get in. I lost a couple people, so you have a chance to get in right now. 654-7627. It is Rudy and then Big Bad Bob right now. Rudy, how are you, Rudy?
Deptula, how you doing,
good,
my man?
Rudy, appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me. Listen, all this Budweiser talk with the Budweiser and the Dilly Dilly.
Yeah.
Can we bring back the original party animal, Spuds McKenzie, for Bud Light, please?
No.
come on.
You know, some of these things have their run. You know, like some, some of these things play out. I mean, you can only do the frog thing for so long. On the other hand, you know, what's the insurance company there with the woman there? What's her name? The one who wears white. The insurance woman.
Oh, you're talking about Progressive.
Flo?
Yeah, Flo.
Yeah. I mean, Progressive.
Flo's been doing that for like a decade, right?
It seems.
And there seems to be no end in sight. There's more and more Flo all the time. So apparently you can do that one forever.
I don't know. Well, she's a little scary where I come from. But anyway, my pick.
Where everybody comes from.
I'm going to say, I know, right? Seriously. Honey Path, it's a special place. Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose. But I do say that Tiger finishes top 10.
Top 10. We'll see. I mean,
yeah.
I guess it's possible. I'm going to say no, but we'll see. I just don't think.
For sure.
Here's the thing. I don't think he has the mentality for it anymore. I think that he used to pressure all of the players he played with on Sundays with the length and vastness of his shadow. You know, it wasn't even that Tiger played great on Sundays. It was that everybody who played with him on Sundays caved. All the guys who were leading with him on Sundays, they averaged like 74. And so, you know, he was the beneficiary. They couldn't play in his shadow. But now I think it's Tiger who can't handle the pressure of major tournaments anymore because he knows his time is running out. He knows that hourglass is running out for him and that his chance of catching Jack Nicklaus is running out. And so I think he puts extra pressure on himself now every time he plays in a major. And I think he falls flat on his face because of it. Again, I go back to 2013 when he actually won five times and was player of the year. But in the majors that year, in the four majors, he averaged losing by about 20 shots.
I agree. I think he's lost some of his intimidation factor, no doubt, because Davis Love used to just tremble in his shoes every time Tiger walked up to the tee back in the day. But
well, so did Sergio, and so did Phil, and you know they all did.
Oh, yeah, everybody pretty much. Yeah. What's your thoughts on the? I like Henrik Stenson's just solid from top to bottom.
That's why I put him on my board too. I think he's like Mr. Consistency.
What's your? He is. Yes. He won not too long ago, I believe. Yep. But what's your thoughts on Rose? You think Rose has got what it takes to win? And, Walt, thank you for taking my call, bud.
Thank you, Rudy, as always. Yeah, I mean, look, if he won, it certainly wouldn't shock me. I mean, and again, I put Stenson on my board because for that same reason. He's just, he seems like he's always there. He's always there. I know there are some other draft questions on the text line. I'm going to get to them. I know that I've been asked about the Panthers a couple times and others. You can keep them coming. I'll answer all such questions. You can get in on the phone lines with them as well. And if you have any athletic brush with fame, you're welcome to get in on that also. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Well, I tell you what, you're something else. At 4:15, I started listening to your show come out of the doctor's office. You said, I'm going to go over the baseball stuff. Maybe it was 4. You said, I'm going to go over the baseball stuff. And I was going to call in on the Masters, and I said, oh, this will take about an hour. You went through the whole American League and National League and everything back up to the World Series in about 10 minutes. And the next thing you said, I'm going to go to the Masters. You flipped through those in about 15 minutes. So that's really good, Walt. You're on the money there. But what about David Duval? Is he still playing? That was Tiger's biggest competition many years ago.
David Duval. That's another guy who, you know, I don't know what happened with David Duval. I mean, I think he tried to, like, muscle up at one point. You know, he was a guy who was always wearing black, thinking that he was going to intimidate people. No one was ever afraid of David Duval.
Okay, well, here's my picks. I think, you know, basically, you can't find out what's going on in golf anymore because it's all about Tiger. All the stories are about Tiger. But my buddy Paul, I have to agree with him. You said Tiger's got his woods. Down pad or whatever. I think Tiger's going to score good on the first 2 days, and it's going to be bad weather, a little cooler and rain on the weekend. I think McIlroy's going to come into play, but I think Bubba Watson's going to win, McIlroy second, and I'm not sure who'll be third, but Garcia's going to be in there, so I'm going to put Garcia third.
I like
third.
That. That's a good trail right there.
I think McIlroy's got that the European weather deal. I think Tiger, I think the mental thing is what's going to get him. And Bubba Watson's playing. He's won 2 tournaments. He said no pressure. So he's 38, but I think he could probably take it.
Masters. If a lefty wins, it's going to be him.
Yeah, that's right. It's not going to be Mick.
No.
And they played, him and Tiger played together. I want to just ask one question and take it off the air, but Rosen.
By the way, Curtis and Greenwood writes, Tiger will make the cut. It'll be on one of his fingers when he's about 10 over. Then he can withdraw before the cut line.
I don't believe there's a lot of fear of Tiger right now.
No, but, Freddie Couples fears him. Freddie Couples. Freddie Couples is afraid of him.
Boom Boom. His name is Boom Boom. That's all I know. I can't go into that over there. But are the Browns going to pick Rosen?
I don't think they'll take Rosen. I think it's going to be Darnold or Allen.
Allen. And Allen scored good on that test. You haven't given Ramona the Wonder Lake test, have you?
Not yet. By the way, Leach.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you for reminding me, Bob.
Hey,
by the way, Lee Trevino also afraid of Tiger.
What is he, 70?
Yeah.
Hey, he was a fireball.
Chichi Rodriguez. Chichi Rodriguez.
What about Billy Cass?
By the way, is he alive or dead? Is Chichi Rodriguez alive or dead? I think he's dead, isn't he? Isn't Chichi dead?
I believe he's dead.
Yeah, I think Chichi's dead.
Look up
Chichi Rodriguez. I'm pretty sure he's moved on.
They paired Chichi Rodriguez up with Lee Trevino one day, and they both talked the whole. I've never seen anybody talk so much.
Oh yeah,
they were fun.
Those are two of the great characters in golf history. In fact, They may be the two biggest characters in golf history.
Yes, sir. That's right. I think Chi-Chi would be dead because...
Yeah, I'm thinking he's dead.
Seems like when I was about 20, he was 50.
Bob's basing it on his own personal lifeline. Bob's saying he must be dead because when he was about 20, Chi-Chi was 50.
Yeah.
I don't think Chi-Chi would be that old, but I think he is gone. I'm pretty sure Chi-Chi's gone.
I remember two things in my life. I shook Arnold Palmer's hand and met my grandfather at 9 years old, and I think...
How about that?
14.
He's alive.
14, Joel, Chi-Chi's alive?
Yeah, Chi-Chi.
Bob, you were wrong. Bob, I'm listening to you going on your timeline.
Chi-Chi's 82. Man.
Chi-Chi is alive and well.
Yeah.
Be a culpa, Chi-Chi. Many more years. Bob, tell me he's dead. Bob, tell me. When I was 20, he was 50. Hey, Bob, I got to run. I had to run, Bob. Yeah, he did. I can see you, Bob. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Chi-Chi, alive and well. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. Listen, they stay true to all the original recipes at Tom's, but then they add some things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is outrageously good. Catering, tailgates, parties, order in advance, then customize any order. They just redid the store in the storefront. They are the home for your national champion Cheerwine barbecue sauce. If that sounds good, trust me, it tastes better than it sounds. Carolina Collision is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds, and they can toss the chicken tenders in the same eight sauces. Fresh sides and desserts, open Monday to Saturday. That includes the world-class banana pudding. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. 864-288-2652. 288-2652. Chi-Chi, scared to death of Tiger. Walt Iptula, Road Range. We'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Hey guys, Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in. Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag #ClemsonGiveDay. Go Tigers!
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients?